Let's see, Reg, do we have Mrs. Shaw?
Not as of yet.
Not as yet? Okay, because I think she was coming up. Anyway, leading up to her, let's go ahead and get into the Adam Smart thing, Reg, because I didn't get a chance to, you know, to discuss it with you last week, and I have two general thoughts about what happened at the hotel. Number one is, me personally, as a black man, I'm past the point of seeing stuff like this, dolls hanging, and getting upset, because my blood pressure is great, my health is great, I have good things going in my life. I just don't see a point of seeing something like that and getting upset and just going nuts. Now, a lot of people did. I also grew up in a different era. I didn't grow up, you know, when these types of incidents were at its boiling point. So I can't really identify. So I won't critique based on that, because, Reggie, unless you experienced and lived that type of racism, whether it's the late 60s or even early 70s, until you experienced that, I don't think anybody can even really criticize how anybody reacts to that. That being said, in this situation, we have, number one, there's no crime for the female employee who did this. She didn't commit a crime. It's not a crime to hang a doll like that. So until we, as a society, until we as taxpayers, as voters, until we put our foot down, and until we push these lawmakers into implementing laws to prevent things like this from happening, where we could prosecute people, I don't really want to hear it, because we don't even know the lady's name who did this. We don't know what she looks like. But I'm supposed to get upset because she hung a doll? And I mean, that's silly. And I'm sorry. We don't, Reggie, and that's the thing. This young lady who did it, she knew she was going to quit. They didn't fire her. When you do something like that, that's your way of saying, I'm out the door. I just want to tick off a bunch of people and get media attention. And she won. So I don't know how to feel about this story. And when I see people out here protesting, I'm like, what are you protesting? Are you protesting the fact that she hung something? Because you can't stop that, because it's not against the law to do that. And if you're upset at the woman who did it, you don't even know who she is. So
I think the thing about it, Wayne, is that it's insensitive, it's disrespectful. And
well, we know,
I mean,
that.
In this day and time when we've got gay rights and transgender rights and all of this, and then this happening, why don't we go to the expert and let the expert speak? We've got Miss Stacey Shaw.
Hi, I heard the last comment, and you know what? I don't even want to interrupt, but I do want to jump in, because I heard briefly that you said hanging something is not illegal. Actually, it is a federal civil rights crime. It is a federal crime to hang a doll with the imminent threat of harm. And so if we have the element of an imminent threat of harm, you can be charged with a federal crime. So it is a crime to initiate acts of hate based on a protected status. So let's get that straight first. And I'm also hearing that the lady wanted to quit. No, she did not want to quit. The supervisor that hung that doll up, and we are characterizing that doll as a slave doll, but if you Google the word pickaninny doll, that is a more accurate description of what that doll is. And so, and that is, it's represented, and it's represented in slave era memorabilia. So that is actually a slave era memorabilia pickaninny doll. But because of sensitivities, we have not been referring it, we've not been using that word, because it is so offensive. And so when you talk about the lady that she wanted to quit, no, she didn't. She showed up for a full shift. And if you're following the story, on the 23rd, our office, Cecilia Newby, went down to the Adams Mark after leaving five messages demanding answers about how any person in a supervisory capacity could feel so comfortable with hanging a pickaninny doll by a plastic bag noose, when the only other person on shift was a 21-year-old African-American man. One issue that did not come out is that this woman is over 40. And so it's not an issue where she wanted to quit, because she did show up the next day expecting and did work her full shift. And she was not fired until the Adams Mark knew that Jason Craddock was being represented by my office. That topic of discussion was only had on the 23rd. And the incident happened on July 21st. And so if they were really interested in firing her, or if she was really interested in quitting, why did she work a full shift on the 22nd?
Well, when you work in hotels, and I'm familiar with a lot of hotels. I worked in a bunch here in Kansas City. You know there's cameras. I'm not saying she wanted to quit, but you know there's a chance that you can be captivated on video. I mean, I would assume if she's in management, she knows that. So I'm not saying she wanted to quit, but she also knows there's a pretty good chance she could be called and then terminated. But let me ask you this. Are you saying that this young, I guess we can't talk to you about that because you're probably working the case. Mm-hmm. Are you saying that she's going to be prosecuted?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Because Stacey, that's my issue.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, there are two sides. To be honest with you, anytime that there is a hate crime that is committed or there's an act that could be construed as a hate crime, uh-huh. generally, prosecuting authorities do investigate it.
Oh, okay.
The question is, the federal law says if this person hung it with the immediate threat of harm, that is when it is criminally prosecuted. But I can tell you, as a business owner, I don't own a huge business. I only have 7 employees. But I can tell you that I asked each of my employees, all 7 of them, and you can ask them individually, Mr. Hodges, what would resoundedly happen if they hung that doll. Not a maybe, yeah. Not I'm going to show back up for work the next day, or I'm even going to work my shift. In the next 5 minutes that anybody on that staff, on my staff, finds out that a doll like that was hooked in my business, where I control the culture, what would happen? And all of my employees resoundedly say, hopefully we would only be fired.
Wow.
That is true zero tolerance culture. But if you have a culture where someone feels comfortable enough to hang up, and there is a maybe, that's not zero tolerance. That is, we will tolerate it, and maybe you might get away with it. But I do not think that it's fair to expect or tolerate any sort of environment where a young man who is working to support his family has to be subject to the humiliation of a lynching symbol to be hung in his workplace. And he not only has to be under the supervisory authority of that person, but that doll was kept up for 2 shifts.
Okay, now, Stacey, are you representing a client in this case?
Absolutely. I'm representing Jason Craddock. He appeared with us at the conference. He also gave an interview to Channel 41.
And have you decided to prosecute the alleged assailant?
I'm not worried about the supervisor.
No, I am. Because it's not her.
Because it's not her. It's the culture. Because if we just go over after the supervisor, there will be another supervisor after her, another supervisor after her. I have gotten calls from not only the front desk area, but I've gotten calls from employees from many departments. I don't know how many departments that they have down at the Adams Mark, but I know that I've gotten calls from at least 3 about racial discrimination. And so the issue is not the supervisor. The issue is not even the front desk. The issue is addressing the racially discriminatory culture in that company that not only allows this to happen, but the real question is, how many African Americans, Latinos, Asians are in leadership positions in that particular company?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
And so if we just go after the supervisor, she doesn't hire anybody. She doesn't make any real decisions. And so where you stop systemic racism is with the company. Because them firing a supervisor is a Band-Aid and a token. Are you tired of tokens? I'm tired of being a token.
I'm tired of tokens, Stacey, but most people I talk to say, look, we don't have a face of this person. We don't have a name.
We do. His name is Jason Craddock. He's been on the news.
No, I'm talking about the perpetrator. We don't have a name. We don't have a face.
Because she's unimportant.
She's very important.
I don't think you're hearing what Stacey is saying, Wayne. She's saying that we're going after the system on the top because...
She's going after the corporation with money, and that's fine.
But I'm going after the corporation
that can actually do something.
Right,
that
and also...
That supervisor did not have any real decision-making authority. When you're talking about racism versus a Band-Aid... What is going to benefit from us releasing her name and her face?
Want to know who did it.
Okay.
And look, we're talking about a small fish. I'm not saying the manager is a big fish. She's not. She's small compared to the corporation.
And she's a supervisor. She's not even a manager. She's
a supervisor. Okay. And the public want to know who it is, and we don't know who it is. She's going to fade off. And then the corporation's going to get sued. The public want to know. Even though she's a small fish, the public want to know.
Okay, and so here's why I have not released. Well, first, I am not, I don't know her last name. We are limited to our investigation as far as we can do informally. The EEOC at the federal and the state level is investigating this issue. But as an attorney, I have the power of subpoena once a lawsuit is filed.
I was hoping you did it.
Oh no, we haven't. We have not filed the lawsuit yet. Okay.
Let me do it.
Well, no. That's happening. So that's a foregone conclusion. I'm not even worried about that lawsuit right now because that's already done. We're already filing that. But the reason why I have not released any information that I know, because I could find out her last name, to be honest with you. I could find a picture of her, to be honest with you. But we have not done that because I do not want it to be an issue where someone finds this woman and out of anger that they go to her house and God forbid they do something to her and now the issue is no longer the systemic racism at the Adams Mark. It's this white supervisor, a vigilante went out and did harm to this woman and she's not the real issue.
I know.
But if we want to talk about real issues, there are several real issues to this, Mr. Hodges, and us focusing on very small token issues like who the supervisor is, that's taking away from the real issues. Like why are racial minorities not being promoted at this particular organization?
I know. And that's definitely a much bigger issue, no question.
Okay, and so, but us leadership focusing on small issues keeps our attention on small issues. We just had a protest yesterday. No one asked who was not there. So I don't spend my time with small issues, with small things, Mr. Hodges. If this was an isolated issue, because I've turned down many, many employment discrimination cases. And if this was a small issue, an isolated issue with this doll being hung, I wouldn't be wasting my time on it. I would have referred it to another lawyer and I would have let them handle it because I have bigger fish to fry. We are 75% of the arrest rate in Kansas City, and the top two reasons why people bond out of jail are for traffic tickets.
Wow.
Okay? That is a big issue that I am taking head on, and I have declined diffusing my efforts into any other effort because I know that that is a huge issue affecting more black people in this city than any other issue.
Wow, but I didn't know it was 75%.
We are 75% of the arrest rate. It came out in the paper.
Ooh.
It was brought to my attention. I already knew that because I'm in the courts every day. And in places like Raytown, Raytown is not an overwhelmingly black city. But when you go into Raytown Municipal Court, it is overwhelmingly black. I can say without having a little counter with me that at least 98% of the people in that courtroom at any given time are black. And that is not a 98%.
And not to mention that Walmart has its own day in Raytown Court just to prosecute people that have been arrested for allegedly shoplifting at Walmart.
Wow.
And so, I mean, there are very big issues. And because I am a big thinker, I am a global thinker, I think about global big issues. I'm not even wasting my time with that supervisor. She's gone. That person is gone, but the culture that allowed that person to be so comfortable, because I'm a business owner, no one in my company would ever be that comfortable to stick around for more than 5 minutes after they hung that doll, because hopefully they're only going to get fired. Hopefully.
Wow.
Okay. And so there are a lot of big issues in this case that have been brought to my attention, not only the systemic racism of this particular company, but I am getting calls every single day from people that work at other companies in Kansas City. This is not isolated to Adams Mark. We will make an example out of Adams Mark to let every company know that racial discrimination will not be tolerated in this city. As long as I'm able to practice, as long as my affiliates and my associates are able to practice, we won't tolerate it. We will go after every single company that has racial discrimination in their work environment, and we will stop it to the best of our ability. That is a promise that I am making to the city.
Wow, in Kansas City, that is Stacey Shaw, who has a law office, of course, here in Kansas City. And Reg, I know you're playing the music. You're trying to kick us off. I want to talk to Stacey more. Stacey, are you available at the 8:30 hour?
I sure am.
You are? Okay, uh-huh. Already. Okay, Stacey at 8:30. We'll go ahead and discuss this in more detail. I got more questions, Stacey, and our listeners got more questions. We'll open up the lines and they can ask you stuff about this. Because, Stacey, my concern is, I know the supervisor is a small fish, but we have no idea who she is, and that kind of irks me as a journalist. But
you can also ask Adams Mark.
I did.
Oh, and they won't release the name.
No.
Oh, okay. Adams Mark is not releasing the name. So yeah. You know, and I understand that no one has ever come on camera. From Adam.
Hey guys, we are way over on our legal ID. I've got to do this legal.
Okay, Reggie's gonna join us at 8:30.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in just a few, and Miss Jasmine is standing by. We'll talk with her shortly on Reggie and Wayne on a Wednesday.